somebody's been drunk and then they sober up, maybe they drank a lot of black coffee. How would you say that? Sober up.
Well, yeah, that.
That would work?
Yeah, that would work.
Could you say that word? Kostini?
Oui, Kostinici.
But I'd rather hear just...
Kostini.
Okay, one more time?
Kostini.
Okay, perfect. I've got a piece of paper here. It's got sticky tape on the back. What's the word for sticking it on somewhere?
Ajaka suji.
Can I say lapachi?
La party.
For sticking it on?
Yeah, you can say that too.
Could you say it again?
La pale.
How about la party?
La party.
One more time?
La party.
Okay. How would you say I stuck it on?
Oh, fooey. I stuck it on.
Yeah. I stuck it right on there. I put a notice up. This is where Willie lives.
I wouldn't say that.
You couldn't say something like
I would say I hung it up there.
Oh, you would say you hung it up, but I didn't. I stuck it on with tape.
With tape?
Yep.
Yeah, you might do that.
I might. I've got tape in my back pocket, so I can. Can I say something like either, some people would say la pachli, and others people would say la pachli. And my big question is, which of those you like better? Well, that's definitely different. Do you have a choice between Lapachli and Lapachli?
The Chocto.
Well, Chickasaw, say this too, Willie. Like you're the first person that's had any problem about saying that word. Do you like either of those, Lapachi or Lapachli?
Lapachli. Lapachli, that means,
That's what I
want
to do.
Yeah, la parsley.
Okay. And here's Matt. He goes around right behind me, you know, and he takes down my notice, and then he sticks it up someplace else. He puts it up on your front door. He thinks that's a better place for it. And then he sticks it on the back of Peter's head. He's just sticking it up and sticking it up everywhere. Can you say something like la pahanchi or la palahinchi?
La palahinchi.
Okay. One more time?
La palahinchi. See, he's just going, sticking in the air now.
Do you know a word for somebody dragging themselves around that's like the fitly?
Dragging himself around?
Well, that's what she says it means. Maybe it's her fault. I'll blame her. This word,
what?
Schlefitli.
Schlefitli.
That's the one. Can you say it again?
Schlefitli.
How about Schlefitli again?
Schlefitli.
Okay.
That's dragon.
Dragon.
Yeah.
I have a word here for something that's all worn out or it's ragged. Flippa.
Slipper.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can you say that one again?
Slipper.
Perfect. What's the word for hoeing in the garden?
Alili.
One more time?
Alili.
Okay. And I sent Matt out there over to your garden over there, and he's hoeing for you and Cindy. I could say he's hoeing for y'all. I could say something like Hachi Lili.
Yeah.
One more time.
Hachi Lili.
Again, please.
Hachi Lili.
Perfect. How would I say running? He's running.
Malili.
One more time.
Malili.
And if I wanted to say to Jenny, you're running, Ish Malili.
Yeah, you could do that, and then you could say, Tuk Tuk, you do.
Well, okay, but let's say Ishmalili.
Muddy is really going.
Okay, well, believe me, she does. You should see her. She's been running all over Medill. Can you say Ishmalili?
From what, though?
I don't know what she's running from. She's running from her husband there. You gotta watch him. Can you say Ishmalili?
Ishmalili.
One more time.
Ishmalili.
Igmalilo. One more time.
Igmalilo.
And then there's another word for running mullately.
Mulle. Mulle, that's jump.
Right, no, this isn't jump, and it's not the regular word for run. Mullately. Maybe we get Catherine to say it, and you'll recognize it when she says it. Could you say it, please, Catherine?
Mullele.
Yeah. One more time.
Mullele.
Okay. One more time.
Mullele.
Okay. And could you say you're doing that? Ishmullele.
Mullele.
No, I want you to be saying to Jenny, you're doing this mullele kind of running. Ishmullele. Can you say that? Say it to me. Ishmalili.
Malili. Malili.
Right, but I want to say it with Ish on the front. Say
Ishmalili.
Okay, one more time.
Ishmalili.
Okay. I think the last one was Ishmalili. Can we say Ishmalili?
Ishmalili. That's what you mean, is Ishmalili.
What she just said.
Ishmalili. That would be doing what, though?
Some people say it means kind of running. Some people say it means running real hard. I haven't figured it out because it means different things to different people. But really, all we're interested in is the word. If you could say one more time, Ishmalili.
But I want it right.
I know you do. I don't know what it means to you. I can tell you what it means to some other people, but they disagree, so I'm not sure I believe any of them. Some people say Ishmalili would mean you're kind of running halfway, and then somebody else told us...
Trotting.
Okay, trotting.
Yeah.
Would you say you're trotting, please? Ishmalili.
Yeah, that's it. Ishmalili.
Okay. One more time?
Ishmalili.
Still running, like if the car didn't get turned off all the way and it was still running, Malili.
Malili.
How about Malili?
No. Malili.
Okay. Do you know a word, Malili?
Malili means like some human was
still running.
Still running.
Okay, see? That's the one I want. So you wouldn't say that about the car.
No.
Could you say that word again? Some human is still running.
Malini.
No, that's not
hard. Malini, goddamn.
Okay, can you just say Malini?
Malini.
Perfect. And if you say to her, she's some human or other, you're still running. Ish Malini.
Ish Malini, goddamn.
Can you just say it without the katima on the end?
Ish Malini. Ish Malini.
How about Ish Malini?
Ish Malini.
One more time.
Ish Malini.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I know. I told these people, I told them that Willie was going to insist that we got everything right, and I don't think they quite believed me. How would you say the dog is jumping?
Ufiat Mali.
Okay. One more time?
Ufiat Mali.
And how would you say he jumps and barks?
Malicho. Oh, wait a minute.
Barking is wochi.
Yeah.
Would you say that mullicha wochi? Mm-hmm.
Mullet's a woochie.
One more time?
Mullet's a woochie.